We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are pleased to be joined now by a guy who knows the Penguins inside and out. You can read his work on PGH Hockey Now, that website. I'm talking about Bob Grove. Hey, Bob, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Ron.
Hey, Bob.
How are you?
Well, we appreciate it. Let's start with the trade, first of all. Your initial reaction was you didn't like it, getting Reeves for the Penguins. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I don't feel any differently. I mean, I have nothing against Ryan Reeves as a fourth line player for the Penguins. I mean, he'd be fine. But I mean, we all know that his job description goes beyond that. Jim Rutherford talks, you know, during the Stanley Cup Finals about getting somebody who's going to answer back for some of the stuff that's been going on with Sid and Gino. And I just don't think that a guy who plays 8 or 9 minutes a night can do that. I mean, I really don't. And you know, there've been several columns written. I mean, I think Adam Gretz did one over the weekend that looked at the fact that, you know, the Blues, some of their stars took a lot of abuse all the years he's been there. So how did he deter that? I mean, I just don't think it's fair to ask him to be, you know, to somehow protect those guys, because I just don't think it's possible. Really, in general, and especially when you're playing a very limited number of minutes down on the fourth line. Ron,
Bob, is this not then a league issue? I mean, does the league not have to step up and protect these players? But
yes,
they've shown no indication of doing that.
Correct. No. So I understand the frustration for the Penguins, for sure. I get it. But, I mean, you know, some of the things, and I think we talked about this couple of weeks ago too. For me, you know, it's not like Sid and Gino just started taking abuse this season. I mean, this has been going on. So, like, why all of a sudden you need a guy to address an issue that for me has really been going on for some time? And you just won 2 Stanley Cups without this kind
right.
of guy. So for me, he doesn't address a need. It's I don't know how you argue you need it if you just won the Stanley Cup twice in a row without a guy like this. It doesn't fit with Mike Sullivan's just play.
Exactly.
Because this guy doesn't just play. And let me give you an example. And again, this is nothing against Reeves. I mean, if you just said we traded for this guy to be a fourth line guy, you know, to hit people, which is what he does, then fine. But he is likely to take extra penalties. And I'll go back to Game 4 between the Blues and the Predators this year in the playoffs. It was early in the third period of a scoreless game. The Blues were down 2-1 in the series. This was a game they had to have. And there was some, there's some shenanigans going on that involved Cody McLeod of Nashville. And I can't remember who it was for St. Louis. And McLeod and this guy from the Blues both went off for 2 minutes. And guess who got the extra 2 minutes? And that was Ryan Reeves. And Nashville scored on the power play, and they won the game. That's the kind of thing in the playoffs. Like, look, 82 games in the regular season, it doesn't matter. He takes an extra penalty. If he costs them a game with a penalty, so what? Unless it starts to become regular occurrences. But in the playoffs, you're the guy who gets the extra penalty. It could cost you a game, and you know how important that is. I mean, that's the thing about him. When a guy's only playing 8 or 9 minutes, the minute he steps on the ice, this guy in particular, officials are watching his every move. So if he can keep it under control and, you know, not always be getting the extra penalty, yes, sometimes it's going to happen, that's okay. But, again, I just don't see how he's going to – like if he was in the lineup when Niskanen hits it, how would he have prevented it?
I know.
And we have a track history of that. He's not been able to stop some of the Blues guys from getting abused. So I just think you're asking too much from this guy when you say you've got to protect Sid and Gino. I just don't think it's done.
Bob, I mean, here, I agree with that 100%. And it's funny, guys like Don Cherry said the Niskanen hit never happens with Reeves, and other than,
right.
like, there's not even anecdotal evidence to support that. What you
there's
said,
not.
Right, what you said, there's no proof that it worked in St. Louis. In fact, there's evidence to say it went the other way. The Blues, since Reeves went in the lineup 4 years ago, They've been on the wrong side of suspendable hits more than any team in the league but one. So you could even make the argument that he's, maybe not that he's responsible for those hits, but he definitely didn't do enough to keep them or prevent them from happening. What you also said about the playoffs is spot on for me, because they're reacting to what happened in the playoffs. Therefore, they must think that Ryan Reeves is going to help them in the playoffs next year, which, given, look at him this year, 12th in the league in penalties, only playing 8 or 9 minutes a night. That just doesn't compute for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, him as a player, you know, he's not a speedster, but for the way he's built, he can skate for the way, I mean, he has decent speed for his size. I mean, this guy, when you watch him play, and I've been watching him play, he is just built like a brick wall. I mean, this guy is, when he hits you, you know you're going to feel it. So could he be effective? Yeah, get in on the forecheck, hit guys, and if you need to, drop a glove. Yeah, he can do all that stuff. I just think you're asking too much if you think suddenly, now because he's in the lineup, Sid and Gino are never going to have another issue. No one's ever going to touch him again. We went through the same thing with Steve Downey, did we not?
Yep.
It was the same thing. And I went back and looked, and sure enough, Steve Downey was in the lineup, the night Sid had to drop the gloves with Dubinsky. So there you have it. It didn't work then. And I don't think, you know, if you're looking for him to knock off every bit of nonsense that goes on with those two guys, I don't think it's going to happen. And to Ron's point, it's got to be from the league. And if the league ever wanted to get serious about it, guys, they could get serious about it. You know, stop giving two-game suspensions to guys who make dangerous hits and hits to the head. Start at six, start at seven.
Well, did you hear what Paul Kariya said, Bob? He said suspend the owners and coaches. I like that idea. Fine them.
Well, look, they're not, the league doesn't take it seriously enough. I don't care what they say. My idea, guys, is just, here's my idea. You start with more games, okay, just at the beginning. Don't say, well, he doesn't have a history and he could have killed this guy, so I'm only going to give him a game or two games. Start with more games. Ratchet it up with every offense. And here's what I'd do. If you start with four or five or six, okay, make half of the games servable during the regular season and make the other half servable when the playoffs start, because every one of these guys wants to win a Stanley Cup.
Right.
So hitting them in the pocketbook, because they're not paying, they don't get paid. All their salary gets turned over to the league whenever they're suspended. So obviously that's not working either, the money. So let's try hitting them where it really hurts. Every guy who's skating around in the National Hockey League wants to win the Stanley Cup. Make half of their penalty servable in the playoffs. And if their team doesn't make the playoffs, then you tack it on to the beginning of next year. Start to hit them and take them out of the lineup when it really counts the most. That's just an idea. I don't know, but the league has to try something.
We're talking to Bob Grove, Penguins historian here on the Cook and Pony Show. Bob, real quickly, there's been some speculation they might have an interest in Evander Kane. Would you have liked that deal? And do you think it's still possible, or is Reeves what they were looking for in terms of toughness?
Yeah, it sounds to me like they got their guy, to be honest with you. And Evander Kane has had so much going on in his career off the ice that, guys, to be honest with you, I wouldn't touch him.
Real quickly, Bob, before we let you go, you and I go back a long way. We covered Mark Recchi. I'm thrilled that he got in yesterday. I can't believe it took four tries for him to get in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at where he ranks all-time in the National Hockey League, this is a guy who, remember, was drafted in the fourth round. He was supposed to be too small, playing his off wing. And, man, this guy was so creative, and he was so just doggedly after the puck and not afraid to go anywhere in the offensive zone to make plays and just put up these huge numbers. And you remember 90-91, you know, Mario missed over the first half. He didn't come back to the lineup till late January. And Recchi, that's the year Recchi put up 113 points. He was awesome in there, and not one of those, with Mario, he's playing with Stevens and John Cullen. This guy's creative, doggedly determined, very competitive. I'm so glad he's in the Hall of Fame.
Bob, we've had some people here that have kind of poked fun at Oscar Sundquist's career. You know, I've said, well, he's not going to end up in the Hall of Fame. The guy, you know, let's not build a statue for him. What's your rebuttal or retort to the crowd that says, well, the Penguins really didn't give up much to get Ryan Reeves anyways?
Yeah, here's how I feel, guys. And I feel like this about any trade, but especially one that involves someone who's still basically a prospect. You got to wait and see what happens. You know, like, Sundquist at times to me looked like he was capable, and at other times I started to just question whether he was ever going to make it when I watched him play. But he's only 23 years old or whatever. You got to give this trade time before you can say, you know, this team won it or that team won it. Let's see what happens to Sundquist. I'm just not sure, you know, if he's capable of being an everyday player in the National Hockey League. He might. But, you know, he's not like a prize prospect that, like, you know, I'm losing any sleep over him and being moved away. Just like I'm not losing any sleep about the Penguins sliding 20 spots in a draft that was probably, there's not much difference between 31 and 51. But you know what? You're never going to know for another 5 or 7 years. Did the Penguins miss out on a guy who they would have taken who turns out to be a star? You know, and is the guy they got at 51 Lowe's on, is he any good? I mean, you just have to wait. Everyone wants to call trades winners and losers the day they're made. You just can't do that in my book.
Bob Grove, we appreciate it as always, man. You can read Bob's work on PGH Hockey Now, and we always love talking hockey with him. Thanks, Bob.
See you, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap up the show by talking some of the things about some of the things that Bob had to say. We're cooking pony.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.